Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Wednesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. AW Dynamite's 6th anniversary coming up tonight. We'll preview that show. A lot of matches. We got 6 things announced for the show. It's a 2.5-hour show, so we'll tell you about that here today. We have got last night's NXT, a horrific show, leading to what is no longer being called Invasion, but is now being called Showdown. And we'll tell you why. We've also got some notes on Luchasaurus and his battle with pneumonia, AW and DC Comics doing a crossover series, Raw on Monday, whatever you think of math and formulas or whatever, the number that Netflix announced for Raw Monday is an all-time low. So, of course, this was going to happen during football season, but not a good number for Raw on Monday. And we got a lot of other news as well. In the final segment of the show, we'll be joined by an old friend, Mr. Thomas, which is ironic because Thomas Lawler is also going to be joining us on the program today as we run down all of this. If you're not a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, you should be. WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. F4WOnline.com/Apple or F4WOnline.com/Spotify, because I'm not going to have time to say everything that I want to say about NXT. That'll be on the Brian and Vinny Show Thursday for subscribers. But I'll do as much as I can here today. It's just such a bad show. And also, we had the debut yesterday of 20 years ago on TNA Impact, the Spike TV debut. We'll be doing it every Tuesday, following along, week by week, the alleged glory years of TNA. And that show was a million times better than last night's NXT. Tom joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today.
Mr. Thomas Lawler.
Mr. Thomas is later. Mr. Thomas is here now. We got two Mr. Thomases here on the show today. Tom, please don't waste time. We got to talk about it.
Let's get right into it.
Oh, we will. Brother, this NXT show is off the rails. This show was so stupid last night. It defies, like, oh my God. I thought that the invasion, like the famous WCW, WWF invasion, was just about the stupidest invasion I've ever seen. They have now topped it with what is no longer, by the way, it is no longer the invasion.
No.
Because there were actually a whole bunch of articles came out. I think it was Monday. A lot of fans in Israel were upset about the usage of the term invasion.
Yeah. Netanyahu said, "This don't work for me, brother."
And they at first I just heard, you know, at first people started sending me the articles. They said, "You think anything's going to happen?" And I was like, "I don't know. I don't think so." And then all of a sudden, they started sending me like, you realize that nowhere on WWE.com does it say invasion anymore. And I went up there, and in fact, all of the previews for next week's show just refer to it as the big show. And then, like, Ava, when she did her original announcement of invasion, they had that up there on Twitter, and the video was gone.
Yeah, I mean, Brian, why would you think it's an invasion? Santino made it quite clear. Haven't you been watching the show? They've been working together for years. Well, this is a showcase. Oh, perhaps a showdown.
Well, they changed the name. They have now trademarked Showdown after they trademarked Invasion about a week ago.
And so, and when everybody at the end of the show from the other show showed up in a vehicle to
invade. They invaded the prior week as well. Yeah, it's stupid. But it's not the stupidest thing that happened on this show. So we got to go back a little ways. On the PLE this weekend, Ava said, after that invasion this past Tuesday on NXT, I met with Santino Marella. And we spoke for hours, she said.
Hours.
They spoke for hours to figure out what to do about this.
Hours.
And they came up with the idea of this, what was it then called, the Invasion pay-per-view. And she said it would be two Survivor Series matches for the men and the women. And they would choose the teams on Tuesday. So the story, which they never tell, but it is the story, is that Ava is a Gen Z nepo child who is absolutely lazy and never wants to do any work. And literally, after all that time, she shows up on Tuesday and literally doesn't even have captains. The show opens with Ricky Saints coming out. He's interrupted by JC Jane. They kind of argue back and forth a little bit. At which point, Ava comes out and says, you know what? You two are the captains. Now, you two, go choose teams. I was like, this is like the greatest and most obnoxious character in all of wrestling, this Ava character. So now they're in charge of figuring out, well, who's on the NXT teams, okay? So then Santino shows up, all right? Now, before we get into what Santino announced, let's just remind you that the entire reason that TNA invaded NXT was because on the Grayson Waller show, Grayson Waller said, I'm going to make a match, Trick Williams and
Obafemi
are going to wrestle for the TNA and NXT titles in a title versus title match, winner takes all. That resulted in all of the TNA talent going on Twitter and saying, we are sick of NXT wrestlers holding our belts. We're sick of NXT wrestlers representing TNA. Something needs to be done about it. And then they invade. So knowing that, would anybody like to guess who Santino chose as the captain of his women's TNA team? He chose an NXT woman holding a TNA title. It's dumb enough. Like, they did this during the original invasion, the WWF, WCW invasion. It's dumb enough that someone from the other side is on the other team. That's stupid enough. But literally, they chose someone from the other side with one of the belts, which is why the other side was angry in the first place. Kalani Jordan, NXT wrestler Kalani Jordan, who is the TNA Knockouts champion, is the captain of Team TNA. Now, if that isn't dumb enough, the Knockouts champion, who is actually an NXT wrestler, is the captain of the TNA team, but the NXT wrestler, who is the TNA men's champion, is actually on the NXT team as the TNA champion. I'm done. You take over.
Well, at least in the case of Trick Williams, and Brian, it makes sense, right? It makes sense that he would stay on NXT's side. He's not a TNA guy. I agree with you wholeheartedly about Kalani Jordan being the captain of Team TNA. And not only, if we can jump to the end, not only is Kalani Jordan NXT roster member, TNA Knockouts champion, the captain of Team TNA. When you look at the makeup of the rest of Team TNA, it's laden with NXT influence, WWE up and down. She chooses the TNA Knockouts tag champions. She even calls them the Iconics, the Inspiration, who are best known for being in WWE, being in NXT previous to that. And then in the final slot for the women's team for TNA, who would you choose? Now, Now, Brian, she had already been called out earlier, and I want to say, out of all the bad stuff I saw on this show, JC Jane was a bright spot to me. I thought her promo work was good in the face of a bad story. I thought she held it together. She even said, why are you on that team? You've been TNA Knockouts champion for what, like 10 seconds?
And, except I don't even know why she's mad. All this does is guarantee that a team captained by an NXT woman wins no matter what. Like, it doesn't matter if the TNA team wins. It was so clear when they did this thing right here. What's going on and who's winning all of these matches?
Oh, well, we didn't even get to who the last person is, Brian, team. Jakara Jackson.
Yes.
A.K.A. Mara Sade, who's just shown up in TNA. Last month, I believe.
So
I'm done. Take over.
All right, I'll be happy to. So the men's team, I mean, it was so obvious what happened. When they announced these matches, it was like, okay, it's so stupid. But it's so stupid because their ego, the WWE side's ego is like so big that we have to book this way to make it 50-50. So basically, the women's team, Team NXT, is JC, Sol, Jada, and Lola. And the TNA team is Kalani, an NXT wrestler, the Inspiration, former WWE wrestlers, and Mara Sade, former NXT wrestler. So now the NXT team can lose because they're losing to former WWE stars and an NXT wrestler.
We're all losing.
Whereas with the men, Team TNA is all TNA. They're effed. They're losing for sure. So then we can split it. The NXT men win. The NXT women lose. Yeah, it's so stupid. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. too. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the full card for the showdown is Ricky Saints, Trick Williams, the TNA champion on Team NXT, Miles Bourne and Javon Evans, against Mike Santana, Frankie Kazarian, Moose, and Leon Slater.
Two good teams. I would say. Not as good. Team TNA
has no chance whatsoever.
Those teams are not as good as the best team I've ever seen in my life, which was Javon Evans and Leon Slater.
Yeah.
Just give them some time.
Let them
fight each other for this X Division title. Then put them together. Have them beat the Hardys for the tag titles after the Hardys beat Dark State. And then put them up on the main roster and have them win all the tag titles up there.
They might be able to beat the Hardys' kids when they break into wrestling. Although I guess they might be too young as well. But did I mention, by the way, that Leon Slater is actually younger than Javon Evans? And he's not only a champion in TNA, but he headlined the PLE they had on Friday.
You did mention that on Monday.
Because they don't have a bunch of old people who are blinded by the reality that these two guys were the two most over guys on the entire show last night. They had the best match of anyone on the show. They had the best match I've ever seen the Culling have. They had the best crowd reactions. And, like, nobody else was even close. But, you know, we got to hear that they need some time. Just give them a few years. It'll be all right. Then the NXT Survivor Series match. Team NXT is JC Jane, Sol Ruka, Jada, and Lola against Team TNA, which is Kalani Jordan of NXT, The Inspiration, formerly of WWE, and Mara Shade, formerly of NXT. So they can at least win politically.
Yeah, Brian. So that's the team they chose. They could have chosen, let's see, Danny Luna, Harley Hudson, Heather by Elegance, Jada Stone, Jody Threat, Kylan King, Killer Kelly, M by Elegance, Myla Grace, Mila Moore, Rosemary.
Yeah, they had options.
They had options that have never been in WWE before. Alicia Edwards.
Well, that team needs to win so they can 50-50 it. So we had to have the former WWE stars and the NXT champion on that team. Then we got Dark State versus the Hardys. And, of course, the Hardys are the Hardys, and so they can politically win that match. And then, of course, Ethan Page will defeat Mustafa Ali. They had a good segment last night. That was like the only good thing on the show besides the Javon match with Leon Slater. But yeah, that's Showdown next week. Head-to-head with Dynamite. I mean, Dynamite's pretty much got no chance because they're on an unfamiliar night and NXT's on the CW.
You've never heard of Tuesday before?
It's unfamiliar for Dynamite, Tom. Don't be an idiot. But they do have a show tonight, which is they got a lot of matches. It's the 6th anniversary show. It's 2.5 hours. Moxley, Claudio, and Daniel Garcia versus Hangman Page, Samoa Joe, and Powerhouse Hobbs. Statlander and Darby Allin versus Marina and Wheeler. Kyle Fletcher versus Orange Cassidy, the return of Jurassic Express. Kenny Omega and Brodito versus the Young Bucks and Josh Alexander. And Tony Storm appears. So at the very least, the Young Bucks should pin either Bandito or Brody to set up a tag team title match because next week is supposed to be Title Tuesday. So we have to have at least, I would hope, a title match on that show. They did once do a Battle of the Belts with no title matches, and a non-title match on Battle of the Belts, several times, actually. So hopefully we actually have a title match on Title Tuesday, and we'll find out next week. At this point in this business, like, I don't have any faith in anything anymore. God.
Maybe we'll have a title showdown or showcase.
Do you realize the best show that I've seen so far this week was the TNA Impact show from frickin' 2005? Think about that. It's crazy. If you watch that show, it's nothing has changed in 20 years in terms of like work. Like if you look at like 1998, you know, WWF and WCW, and compared to 1978, it's like night and day how different everything is. But if you look at 2005 Impact and you compare it to like Dynamite today, the work is exactly the same. There's like three ways of just big move, big move, big move, big move. There's destroyers. There's like nothing has changed. It's astonishing to watch. Like Roderick Strong versus AJ Styles was on that TNA show. They would have had the exact same match in 2025. I'm talking the exact same match. It would have been maybe a tiny little bit slower because they're 20 years older. It would have been exactly the same match. And then you had like the Motor City Machine Guns and Petey Williams in a three-way.
Is that a good thing or a bad
thing? Dude, the match was great. I'm just astounded that like nothing has changed. The style hasn't changed at all in 20 years. I guess if you watch WWE, it probably has. But as far as like, you know, between TNA and AEW, like the state of the art is pretty much exactly the same. I think the only thing you could watch that would be more state of the art was like
Dragon Gate,
CMLL today or something, some crazy thing that Masquerade is doing.
I bet you Dragon Gate looks exactly the same.
Good
as well.
I mean, it was wild to watch that show. So anyway, we talked about the renaming. So we don't need to get into that anymore. And then I guess we could talk about how poorly Raw did. I'm not going to go into equations or anything. We're just going to talk about the numbers that Netflix announced. 4.5 million viewers world... actually, hold on a second. Global views? 2.3 million global views, which would be the lowest they've ever reported. The lowest prior to this was September 1st, 2.4 million. So whatever you want to think about the numbers and everything, what Netflix reported, this was the lowest, the least watched Raw yet. And that was coming off whatever that thing was. Didn't they have a PLE or something? I don't even remember anymore. I honestly can't even keep anything straight anymore. There's just so many shows.
I got some news for you.
What's that?
AEW DC Comics.
Yes.
Have announced a new crossover series.
Yeah.
That will be released at the New York City Comic Con next week, actually.
A two-issue comic book event.
Yeah. The AEW stars that have been listed as appearing, Mercedes Moné, Will Ospreay, Darby Allin, Jon Moxley, Swerve Strickland, Hangman, Adam Page, Timeless Tony Storm, Willow Nightingale, Orange Cassidy, and Kenny Omega. And they will be joined by DC characters, including Aquaman, Batman, Nightwing,
Lyra Valkyria?
Guy Gardner and John Stewart, the Green Lanterns.
Green Lanterns, Hawk Girl, Guy Gardner. Get it straight.
Zatanna, Wonder Woman, and Harley Quinn.
Yeah. The plot involves AEW and DC comic book stars having to, quote, recover the big galactic belt and prevent a cosmic catastrophe. Is that how my life is going to end? A cosmic catastrophe involving a wrestling belt? Jiminy Christmas. So there you go. Yeah. The Rock was on the Tonight Show talking about the physical transformation. He said it involved 22 prosthetics, and he had to put on over 30 pounds of muscle in his mid-50s.
to become Mark Kerr?
Yeah.
How many prosthetics? What was this guy packing?
22 prosthetics on his face, you numbskull. Said I had to put on weight. I went to McDonald's. Wait a second. He said I had to put on just over 30 pounds of muscle, which, by the way, what you realize is, you know, you have some actors who say, I have to put on weight. I went to McDonald's every day. Mark Kerr had this quality of muscle, fast twist quality of muscle, because he was a freestyle wrestler. I had to still put on this weight and still be able to move like an MMA fighter. I've been working out really hard. I think I may have put on a pound of muscle over the last year, if I was lucky. 30 pounds of muscle this guy put on. 50-something.
I saw people trash-talking The Rock's mitt-hitting ability, his striking skills.
Yeah, what'd you think?
In the trailer, people are going, look at this. They made MMA fighters look so bad. But it's like, if you've ever seen Mark Kerr strike before, I would think what The Rock is doing... Yeah, The Rock is doing more than a reasonable facsimile. Perhaps, you know, perhaps his striking is even better than Mark Kerr's was in his prime. Mm. I can't wait to watch that movie.
Yeah, well, it's coming out soon.
I love the original. I can't even tell you how many
times. Well, the original wasn't even a movie. It was like a documentary. It was awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that still counts as a movie, but.
Nah, it's a documentary. Big difference. By the way, did you hear that Jane Goodall passed away?
No.
Yeah, sad to hear that. 91 years old. She actually was a supporter of the possibility of Bigfoot. Did you know that? Jane Goodall.
I've seen Bigfoot. I wrestled him at Defy years ago. He sliced me open with one of his claws.
You're an idiot. Back in a moment with Mr. Thomas. Right Wrestling there. Observer Live.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle.
With ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're live on YouTube.
All right, we just dropped off the air, right? Chad can hear us. All right.
Whoa.
Yeah, we seem to be having some connection issues with Byline. All right, we're back here, everybody. We're going to give this a shot. Still trying to find... Oh, there he is. Let's try this. Everything went wrong, and now everything's going right at the same time. Is this Mr. Thomas?
Sure is, my guy.
Oh, my God. We just had a complete disaster. Ugh. Two in a row.
Calamity of errors.
Yeah, one calamity after another.
Technology's letting us down today, I think.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to see us. Actually.
Which is probably better for you.
I think we're just going to have probably your audio here.
That's okay.
We'll put up a photo. We'll make it work. Wait, hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. What's going on out there, man? I'm just here to promote wrestling and live the dream.
Well, you know, you've had a number of different gimmicks, correct?
Correct, yes.
Can you rattle off a few of them? Because we got an idea here.
Blaster McMassive.
My favorite.
Mr. Thomas.
Yep.
I might have been a Sendai Death Warrior once upon a time, if you look closely enough.
Interesting.
I might have accompanied a Velveteen Dream to the ring once upon a time before he was no longer around. But I think that's about it. It's a thing for all the gimmicks go.
Have you ever thought, we came up with a great gimmick and we need a big, strong man to play this character?
I'm all in.
Big Schmoz.
Let's go. I love Big Schmoz.
How has there never been a Big Schmoz?
Big Schmoz, I might have to introduce Big Schmoz at Rad Pro Wrestling. That's a good place to let a new character into the wild.
Run in and end every match.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Did we come up with this, Tom? Wasn't this a couple of days ago?
You forgot already, you doofus.
Well, I remember we came up with the name.
We didn't come up with it. I was in the back at a show, and there's a guy, Dave Mazzani, who was getting ready for a match, and it says the finish, Big Schmoz. And he's going, well, I guess we'll just plan it out when he gets here. I guess we'll just do this when he shows up. And I'm like, who are you waiting for? And he goes, I'm waiting for Big Schmoz.
Hell yeah.
I was astonished at the time that no one has done the gimmick Big Schmoz.
I'm locked in on this, dude. With that being said, a perfect place to introduce a new character would be Rad Pro Wrestling. Forever Rad 96, Saturday, December 6th in Massachusetts. Check out radprowrestling.com. Run by famous guest Max Smashmaster.
Yeah, we want to talk to you about that. So,
where in Massachusetts is it?
Amesbury, exactly. Amesbury, Mass. I feel like, Tom, you're testing me. It's at 11 High Street, Amesbury, Massachusetts, 01913. Tickets on sale now while they last.
I think Tom is from Massachusetts, right, Tom?
Yeah, that's why I was.
Fair enough. Amesbury.
Yeah,
in the New England area, check out New England Pro Wrestling Academy, also run by Max Smashmaster. Always put my guys over.
Yeah, Max Smashmaster's he's a good fella. He could be Big Schmoz. Now that I think about
Big Schmoz.
Yeah. I think he win the Overweight Classic?
I think he did.
He did?
Yeah, I think he did, actually. Yeah.
Now,
well, that's nice. You got to give the gimmick away from me? Well, it's been 2 minutes.
Well, we're just saying if you don't want it, like, someone's got to take it.
It can be anyone that wears the outfit.
Well, no, like, it couldn't be me. I'm far too small.
Actually, it could.
We need
could if you're on Tom's shoulders.
All right, fine. Now, listen, you got a lot coming up here. I want to plug the MLW show first, and then we got some other questions for you. So you've got October 4th, MLW Slaughterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Chamber of Horrors. Is this correct. Going to be like the actual – is there going to be an electric chair?
Of course there's got to be an electric chair inside the steel cage with weapons.
What else is in there besides the electric chair?
I mean, I'll be in there. C.W. Anderson will be in there. The world title will be somewhere thrown up top. Matthew Justice, Mads Kruger, and a mystery opponent or two. Maybe a referee. Hopefully not a camera guy. And hopefully we're all in a big, giant ring.
God, that mystery guy could be
Big Schmoz.
Don't get me started. Yeah, don't get me started.
I don't think it's going to be Big Schmoz, Brian.
It's not going to be Big Schmoz. It's going to be some mediocre-sized dude with tattoos who was here before.
Couldn't get
his girlfriend resigned. Puts out stupid shit on the internet. No one's chanting, "We want anyone" anymore. So I'm not sure who it is, but whoever it is, they got to go through me to get the world title that I bust my ass for all year to get to this point. But, you know, mystery guys can just walk in number one contender.
Man.
I thought you were off the street.
Bad mouthing mediocre sized guys with tattoos. I was going to say, I'm sitting over there on the booth.
Yeah, Tom can't wrestle.
I would never disrespect you. It's not a man with a golden cane like you.
Hey, if I could give you a little bit of respect from the last time I saw you in the ring, you were facing Satoshi Kojima in a lightning match. And I don't know how long that match lasted, 6-7 minutes. Crowd was on their feet the entire time. I, for what it's worth, I thought that was the most impressive showing that I've seen from you. You know, very often you're in a situation where you're in a tag team match, maybe a multi-man match. We don't get to see you in singles competition, but I thought you looked fantastic against Kojima. And even though you came up short, obviously there's no shame in losing to a legend like him.
Never. No, it was a dream match for me, and thank you, Tom. I appreciate the words. One of the very few feedbacks that I received when I send that video out to the real world was, I love the commentary, because most people just don't watch it with the commentary. From a non-wrestling person, Tom, I know you were on commentary that evening, so I do appreciate it. And yeah, it felt good to be unleashed and given some free reign and not to have to rely on a teammate or two or be involved in a scramble to get a chance to showcase what I can do.
So the MLW World Heavyweight title is on the line here in this Chamber of Horrors. This could be your day.
This is it. This is my chance. Second time or, number one contender.
Or he could be cooked.
Yeah, or you could be electrocuted and killed. That's true.
I could be as good as fried chicken after this one, but I'm not banking on the latter, hopefully.
Now, you know, we were talking about your what other stuff have you been doing of late? You've plugged a few things here, but What's kind of your weekly, monthly schedule?
My weekly, monthly schedule is I'm exclusive to MLW, thankfully. I am under contract. I don't venture out too much unless it's up to that Rad Pro Wrestling to help out Max Massmaster. But I'm living the dream down here in Tampa. I have a small business that I run. I don't have a 9-to-5 anymore, and I kind of just train and wait for wrestling to come back around. I think my schedule's a little light right now. I'm not going to give any specific details, but that could change going into the new year. It's been, you know, a lot of rumor out there that MLW is close to getting a new streaming deal, and that might mean weekly or biweekly television. Who knows? So the schedule might go up a little bit, but I'll still always be loyal to MLW.
So do you sort of at this point just kind of feel like I could go out there and do a lot of other matches, but, you know, at some point, it's like, is it worth getting the extra experience versus, you know, how long you've been doing this and how your body feels and everything? Is that kind of where you're at right now?
I mean, yes and no. It depends on the situation. If somebody comes at me with something awesome, like you want to wrestle Filthy Tom when he's back from, you know, who knows where he's hiding from in a cage somewhere, like, I'm going to do that. But, like, no offense to a lot of wrestling where I'm at. Like, there's just, I don't want to, in front of 25 people, no offense, you know, some other guy who I've never worked with before. It's just kind of not where I'm at this age. And again, with my loyalty to MLW, I try to stick exclusively to that. So it gives my body time to recover to the next one. And I don't want to risk blowing my knees out, you know, doing a, you know, big schmoz somewhere.
No, you don't. didn't we on the last show, somehow we were confused and thought you were 50.
I am turning 40 years old this year, and for some reason, I have a screenshot, Filthy Tom. If you Google Mr. Thomas MLW age, it not only says that I'm about 26 years old, but it also referenced me as Filthy Tom's little brother. So I'm not sure why AI thinks that. I'm not sure why artificial intelligence thinks that, or that's the summary, but I can confirm to everyone that I was born in the year 1985, and I am indeed 39 years, turning 40 years old. I think the joke last time was not bad for a 50-year-old still doing toupees. But
I think last time, for some reason, we had the information that you were 50. Then it turned out you were 40. Now we hear you're 26.
I think it's Antonio Thomas that's 60.
Oh.
That might be actually true.
I think that's why people are confused.
Poor guy.
Thomas.
I know. Jeez.
Well, you had, you know, we talked about the match that Tom just referenced. I mean, who you have in MLW? I mean, let's say that you win the title. Who deserves a shot coming up next?
I mean, right out the gate, I think I'd call out Ultimo Guerrero. That's kind of a dream match for me. I mean, first guy's first. He should be next one on the list. But I know he just lost the openweight title down in Mexico City to Blue Panther, I believe, Blue Panther Jr. Yeah. One of those old heads for sure, so I could get, you know, a quick one on the way by, and then we'll talk about, you know, the Mysticos and Hammerstones of the world after that. I need a good tune-up first, I think.
Yeah, Mystico and Ultimo Guerrero, actually, I believe, are facing off in the Opera Cup this Saturday on on that same Slaughterhouse show.
What an excellent host Tom Lawler is. What a plug. That is correct. The quarterfinals of the Opera Cup this Saturday in Los Angeles. Tickets while they last.
Tom is a pro. I will give him that. What is your favorite era of wrestling?
Probably, I've been watching a lot of 91, 92 lately, it seems like. There's a lot going on, a lot of good colors. I mean, SummerSlam 91, probably the best show ever in my eyes. And whatever time...
Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect?
Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect, obviously my favorite. Mr. Thomas, Mr. Perfect is definitely an extension from my all-time favorite. But, you know, LOG went in the tag titles that night. And then if you flip whatever channel, I know we're not in this, right around this, like 91 to 94, weird stuff going on in WCW. Rick Rude doing world title runs with Sting. Jake Roberts is over there. There's just a lot of, it's a
Chamber of Horrors matches going on.
Yeah, there's Chamber of Horrors, dude.
Stuff's crazy. It's just there's a lot to learn in that one moment in time. Earthquake on the other channel. So,
what if it's the MLW Halloween Phantom that shows up as the mystery man in the Slaughterhouse match?
I would love that. I would love that. He would not be happy. He thinks I'm talking trash about him right now. It wasn't even him. I'm sorry.
I actually did not know that Mr. Thomas was an homage to Mr. Perfect.
It's an extension. I think it goes, when I was kind of given the label of being a bodyguard, I immediately thought Mr. Hughes. But like Mr. Hughes, Mr. T, Mr. Perfect, all those kind of rolled into one. That's where I come from. And ironically, my cleaning lady called me Mr. Thomas, like accidentally 2 years before I even got a chance with MLW. So it just, I thought it was hilarious. And it just seems like every day someone calls me Mr. Thomas on accident. So.
Where did Blaster McMassive come from? Because that's a name like Big Schmoss, where it's like,
the
most incredible name you could have in professional wrestling.
I know it was taken somewhere. I think Bobby Lashley, when he was in developmental.
Oh, he was
like
Blaster Lashley.
Blaster Lashley, and then I think McMassive came. I don't know where McMassive came from, but.
Probably your size would be my guess.
It's a nice Irish name.
It is. Black Irish, baby. You know what's up. I was always upset that, you know, Max Smashmaster got the better last name because I didn't seem too Irish. Considering he's from, like, New England, that seemed like that would be a better fit. But both of us were equally as mad when Flex Rumble Crunch came around the corner.
Right. Excuse me.
Stand by. I know exactly what you're talking about. Stand by. Back with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Filthy Tom Lawler, very happy today to be joined by Mr. Thomas, who will be competing at MLW Slaughterhouse in a Chamber of Horrors match. CW Anderson, Mads Kruger, the champion, Matthew Justice, and Mystery. There's a mystery. And tell us all about this, Mr. Thomas. How can we watch this show?
Show will be live on YouTube for those who don't want to be there in person. If you still need tickets, it's mlwla.com. It'll be at Thunder Studios, which is in the Long Beach section of Los Angeles. Check us out there. Check me out. I'll be there. I'll also be at Rad Pro Wrestling in Amesbury, Massachusetts on December 6th. It just so happens to be sponsored by Script King RX, which is my small business. If you need a discount on prescription drugs, whether you're insured or uninsured, or if you just need your testosterone refilled, check out scriptkingrx.com. That's about it. Follow me on the Instagram. It's at Mocha Traps. On Twitter and X, it's at Mocha Traps. Not really on the TikTok, but hit me up and I'll respond.
Excellent job. So, yes, that is the MLW Slaughterhouse Show this coming Saturday in Long Beach, California. So all the information is up at MLW, MLWLA.com. All of the information is up there. You can attend live if you're in the area or watch on YouTube. And best
also
of luck.
On Brian, also on BN Sports.
BN Sports,
and,
that's
and
right.
And there's a fan festival where you can meet many of the stars of MLW prior to the show on Saturday.
Absolutely. If you want to meet Mystico and Ultimo Guerrero, this is probably your only chance. Matt Riddle will be there, as well as Madge Cougar, all doing autographs and photos.
That's right. All right. Well, check it out, everybody. And Mr. Thomas, next time you're on this show, I expect you to be the champion.
I shall.
Yes. I put a lot of pressure on the guests here on this program. But best of luck this weekend. And, of course, we are out of time, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back later on today. There's an After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern on Sports Byline, Wrestling Observer Radio tonight, and a lot more. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.